Okay, we're looking good for a start here. It's the two Allens on the front row. So as we... No, we don't go racing this time. Sebastian Ruiz, well, Cooper Allen and Finley Allen are on the pole. Sebastian Ruiz and Darcy Boulding on the second row. Then it's Zachary Bates in the 24 and Ryan Pring in the 33. Back then to Henderson Leslight and Carlin Phelan. So they're all in formation, just hoping to get a start away next time by. Finley Allen with two heat wins so far this race weekend. Cooper Allen out of position number two. In good formation again. Looking for a start. We're away and racing. And Darcy Boulding gets the jump out of the second group. He leads Sebastian Ruiz in third and fourth position. It's Finley Allen who got the jump off the start over Cooper Allen. Boulding in the WAS Automotive, number 15 arrow card. In third, ahead of Sebastian Ruiz in the Tony Kart. Number 26, as they work their way down the pit straight for lap number one. Across the start-finish line. So Ruiz up the inside of Boulding now. And Ruiz gets up into third position. Boulding back there in fourth, then it's back to the 24, Zachary Bates. Further back then to the 33 of Pring, Phelan and Leslight round out the running order. So Finley Allen being caught by Cooper Allen as they head down into the pit turn. Finley Allen in the 28. Cooper Allen to the inside now, going into turn number one, side by side, and Cooper Allen will take the lead. Cooper Allen leading the way, Finley Allen into the back of Cooper Allen that time. Further back, we've got Leslight now making the move forward. Leslight has got past Phelan and Pring all around the bottom of the circuit. So Cooper Allen is your race leader now. I think Ruiz, yes, Ruiz up into second position. Then it's back to Finley Allen in third. So Sebastian Ruiz in the Ruiz Constructions Cadet 9 Rock ahead of the Cadet 12 of Finley Allen. Cooper Allen, your race leader, the in-flight emergency room. Top cart leading the way. As you go then back to Boulding, further back then to Zachary Bates in the 24, and then it's Leslight, Phelan and Pring. So battle for the lead as Ruiz goes to the outside. He makes the pass, heading down into turn number one. A fantastic move by Sebastian Ruiz around the outside and makes the move. So Sebastian Ruiz, now the leader. Here comes Cooper Allen back at Ruiz through the dip. Can't make the move stick. And Ruiz continues to lead. So Ruiz in the Cadet 9s, leading the Cadet 12s here. So a fantastic job. Sebastian Ruiz opening up an advantage now as Finley and Cooper Allen... Well, Finley Allen catches back up onto the tail of Cooper Allen, who runs in second. Now, Finley Allen, in both heats, has been your winner today. He runs back in third place currently, and he's got some work to do in the four laps that remain next time past the start-finish line to be able to gain that spot back. But they've caught Sebastian Ruiz once again. So Sebastian Ruiz in the Rock Cadet 9 car. Now that car has a restrictor on it, which in theory should make it slower than the Cadet 12s, but he is doing a fantastic job here to be able to hold off Cooper and Finley Allen for the moment. So Sebastian Ruiz just taking his line, and this is an impressive piece of driving from the youngster in the 26 car. He gets through the pit turn beautifully that time and opens up a bit of an advantage. He has 0.3 of a second. Now, what he'd really be hoping for here is that Cooper and Finley Allen will start fighting it out for second position, which then should give him some breathing room. As they go up the back straight, this is where you can see that the Cadet 9 engine doesn't have the legs that the Cadet 12 has, and that's why by the end of that big long back straight, Sebastian Ruiz advantage through this section of the track, the pit turn, and back down the front straight has been diminished. They head into the S's, and Ruiz this time not with as big an advantage as it is enjoyed on the previous laps. Cooper Allen is right on his back bumper at the start of the back straight. So they head up single file into the top turns. Ruiz holding back Cooper and Finley Allen as the white flag will be at the ready this time by. Great racing action here in the Cadets 9 and 12 as we come towards the final lap, and Ruiz opens the door there. Cooper Allen gets through. Finley Allen, Finley Allen looks like he's thrown a chain and has pulled off the circuit. So Cooper Allen and Sebastian Ruiz, what can Ruiz do to come back at Cooper Allen? He goes up, he goes deep into the top turn, runs wide. Cooper Allen comes back at him, and Cooper Allen retakes the lead. Cooper Allen heads down into the pit turn for the final time and will take the checkered flag. Sebastian Ruiz tries to make a lunge at the checkered flag but just can't get there. The 28 of Finley Allen off the circuit as across the checkered flag, Darcy Boulding comes home in third. Then it's Zachary Bates in fourth. Caelan Finlan in the 12 card, Henderson Leslight in the 57 and Pring in the 33, all still to finish. And it looks like Phelan and Leslight, Leslight just going wide towards the end. Phelan will take fifth position from Leslight, and Pring will round out the running order. So a great third heat from the Cadets. Restricted is up next. One, two, five. Michael Simpson will start on the pole. Cataldi in the 86 starts out of position number two. And out of position number three, it will be James Ordish. So looking forward to what should be an interesting start. And, of course, the P-plater at the back of the field is Karen Edwards. Away and racing, and Simpson gets the jump. Cataldi into second, Ordish is in third. As they work their way through the S's for the first time, Ordish getting balked by Cataldi there and had to slow so he didn't get into the back of him. They work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight. Simpson opening up a handy buffer here in the early running. Ordish still having troubles getting past Cataldi as they work down the pit straight for the first time. As the leader, Simpson comes across the start-finish line to lead the way here in lap number one. So it's Simpson, Cataldi, Ordish, then Edwards, the running order. The troubles that beset Edwards in heat number one, thankfully, don't seem to have reoccurred. And she's still out there, circulating in position number four. First meeting here at Canberra, so Edwards doing a great job. Ordish to the inside of Cataldi now to take second place. As the leader heads up over the rise, Simpson with a handy lead at the moment. Over 1.5 seconds between Simpson and Ordish, but Ordish will be on a mission now to try and shut down that gap. Simpson's fastest lap, a 35.54. Ordish, let's see when he... Oh, off the circuit. He grabbing a big piece of ripple strip. That was Cataldi. He got himself into all sorts of trouble there. And now looks like he might have got himself bogged. There, his wheels are spinning in the kitty litter. Very lucky not to go into the tyre wall. Very hard indeed. And now just pulling his cart safely from the circuit. So, Simpson and Ordish. Ordish, 35.4 on his first lap in second place. What is this now? A 35.6 after that incident. So, the gap is now 1.7 seconds. So, 1.7 seconds between first and second. Michael Simpson and James Ordish. Then it's back to Edwards in third place. So race leader. Michael Simpson down to 1.1 seconds now. The top cart, Tony Cutt, I should say, of Michael Simpson, the 77. And the Esprit of James Ordish, that's the rigged up cart. Round the top of the circuit. They head into the pit turn, and Ordish is really closing in. Simpson, your race leader, but Ordish sets the fastest lap of the race. It's a 34.929, the fastest lap of the race. So, half race distance now completed. The gap down to 0.3 of a second. It's closed even further as Simpson has struggled on this lap to maintain his pace. So, Simpson under pressure now from Ordish as they head into the pit turn once again. Simpson, Ordish, nose to tail as they come across the line. The gap, 0.2 of a second, which works out to be about a card length. As they head through the S's and up over the rise, Simpson, Ordish and Edwards are running order. But it's a battle in two. It's a battle between Simpson and Ordish at the front of the field. Around the top of the circuit, it's still Simpson holding off from the 17 of Ordish. The Esprit cart looking for his opportunity as they head into turn number one. So Michael Simpson in that 77 cart was able to hold off Ordish in heat number one. In heat number two, Ordish drove away from the field when Simpson had problems. And now Simpson trying to regain some of that lost ground by leading here in heat number three. He has three laps to hold off the hard-charging cart 17 of James Ordish. As they head down into the turn number one, you can see how Simpson is just positioning his cart, protecting the apex of the corner, just trying to make sure that Ordish can't get a run. Now this time he goes wide. Ordish gets up on the inside. But Simpson will hold his nerve and holds his line. So by Ortiz trying to make that move, he lost some momentum there, and he's fallen back to about 2.5 cart lengths. So Simpson across the line, ahead of Ortiz. Simpson's last lap, a 35.678. Ortiz, a 35.751. Edwards doing a good job. Her fastest lap, a 35.119. And that came up on lap number 10, the previous lap. So as the leader heads down into the pit turn with the white flag at the ready, Simpson and Ortiz. Edwards running in third. What can Ortiz do now here on the final lap? Gets a good smooth run through the right-hander, and he's up beside Simpson as they head towards the dip. They're side by side in the dip. Ortiz has made the pass. And Ortiz now is your race leader. Simpson looks to go up the inside. He sticks it up the inside in the start of the top turns. And Simpson gets the spot back. Good driving here from restricted 125s as they come through the final turn. Simpson, with a brave lunge, has taken the victory. Ortiz looked like he had it going up the back straight, but Simpson just went in deep and took the win away. Edwards comes home in third, and restricted 125. A great result there. Junior Maxim Performance is up next here in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. It'll be Rowan Fripp on the pole, Jack Wescombe Casey on the outside of the front row. Fripp in the 75 and Wescombe Casey in the 88. One win apiece to these drivers. Rowan Fripp in the 75 won heat number one, whilst the 88 of Wescombe Casey won heat number two. So both these drivers, although they're in the same race, running different engines. Rowan Fripp running the Rotax engine, and Wescombe Casey has the IAMI engine on the car. So just good. Heading to the start-finish line. Away and racing. A good even start. Fripp might have the advantage here going into turn number one. He does. Wescombe Casey tries to sneak up the inside. Oh, great move up into turn number two. And Wescombe Casey will take the lead. So Wescombe Casey now will set about trying to give himself as much of an advantage as he can. Nose to tail, though, up the back straight. Fripp let Casey get away a little bit in the early running of that heat number two. He won't want to do the same again. He stays on the back bumper for the moment. At Wescombe Casey, very smooth through the pit turn. And Wescombe Casey is the leader. At the end of one lap, there was about a two-cart length advantage for Wescombe Casey, which was about 0.373 of a second. As they head up the back straight once again, Wescombe Casey leading the way. Now, his best lap of heat number two, which was the one that he was leading, was a 33.616. And heat number one, his best lap was a 33.84. So a 616 is the time he'll be looking to better. And already, he's down into the 34s. Fripp is into the 33s. So Fripp with a 33.845. That's one of his quickest laps of the day. For Wescombe Casey, a 34.039. So he's got a bit of performance he can still get out of that cart, you would think. As they come across the start-finish line, as Wescombe Casey leads the way from Rowan Fripp. Now, these engines, both different configurations, in as much as one is a water-cooled engine, the 75 of Rowan Fripp. You'll see the radiator on the side of that cart, whereas the IAMI engine is an air cooled. The fins on the engine allow the air to rush past, and that provides the cooling. So two different styles of engines, two different types of design, but both reasonably even in performance at the moment. Now, just as been confirmed, lunch break will take place following the TAG 125 class. So we've got the Junior Maxim Performance on the circuit currently. Then we'll go to the Junior National Light and Heavies. Then it'll be the 125 Light and Heavies, followed by a lunch break. And then we'll complete the race meeting after that lunch break. So please be aware, a lunch break coming up at the end of the third round of heats. It's Westcombe Casey continuing to lead Fripp as Fripp looks to the inside on the back straight now. And Fripp makes the pass going into the top turn. So Rowan Fripp is your new race leader. Rowan Fripp leading the way. So Fripp, who had just been bumped off the fastest lap of the race, takes that back now with a 33.650. So Rowan Fripp setting the fastest lap of the race as he regained the lead. Westcombe Casey, a 33.776, his fastest lap. And Westcombe Casey with some work to do now. As the leaders. Oh, Fripp breaking early there. Got himself into a bit of a tank slapper. Westcombe Casey will have a big opportunity here to close up that gap. Westcombe Casey with the fastest lap of the race, a 33.609. So he has now gone better than his previous best lap of the day. Rowan Fripp, a 33.65, his best lap. But Fripp is your race leader. So Rowan Fripp, race leader here into the pit turn. And again, just taking it shallow into that turn. It's costing him quite a bit of time. Fripp, Westcombe Casey, nose to tail as the Junior Maxim Performance head up the back straight. They have three laps left to run. Across the start-finish line now, Westcombe Casey almost getting into the back of Rowan Fripp as they came onto the start-finish line that time. Fripp slowing it down through the S's. Casey, Westcombe Casey on his back bumper in the 88. Rowan Fripp in the 75. Westcombe Casey in the 88 as they head around the top of the circuit once again. Some great racing action here at the Canberra Kartway, as we enjoy some beautiful weather here, and the racing every bit as enjoyable. So your race leader is still Rowan Fripp, but Westcombe Casey is closing in on him as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again off the top turns. White flag at the ready. What can Westcombe Casey do? The 75. And Westcombe Casey just trying to pull up without running into the back of Rowan Fripp that time. He was locking it up into turn one. Now, what can Westcombe Casey do? Fripp goes to the inside. Westcombe Casey invited to go around the outside. But at this stage, Westcombe Casey is unable to make the pass. Fripp down the pit straight for the final time. As they head through the pit turn, Westcombe Casey can't make the pass. Fripp will take his second win of the day. Westcombe Casey home in second. An exciting Junior Max Performance battle there, as Junior National Light and Heavy will be out onto the circuit next. We're away and racing already here in Junior National. And it's been a good start here for Cameron Ward in the 56 cart. Theodore Levains was out of position number two. Shibutari in the 33 is making his way forward as well. Then it's Lost, Chancellor and Leslie. But it's Levains in the 8 cart that leads the way. Levains from Shibutari, Ward. Then it's Lost, Chancellor and Leslie. Round out the running order. So Lofts, his performance has improved since heat number one, where he just couldn't put any throttle down. But unfortunately for him, it is not matching the front three of this class as Shibutari comes off the top turn and will take the lead. So Shibutari leads Levains, then it's back to Ward. Lofts then by himself on the racetrack in the Rudds engineering cart, further back then to Chancellor and Leslie. So Shibutari now opening up a handy buffer. He's set the fastest lap of the race, a 35.853. So 35.853, great lap from him. Fastest of the race so far. Shibutari, of course, winner in heat number two. His fastest lap in that race was a 35.69. And in heat number one, Shibutari's fastest lap was a 35.367. So look for him to start working himself down in that low 35-second bracket. He's 35.5s at the moment. Levains and Ward battling it out for second position. Then it's back to Lofts. And then a further gap back to the heavies battle between Chancellor and Leslie. So whilst Shibutari in the Tony cart leads the way, Levains and Ward. Ward up the inside, all side by side. And Levains goes around. He has to wait for Lofts. And looks like Ward might have thrown a chain in the contact. So, bad luck there for Cameron Ward, but he did try to stick his nose in where there really wasn't enough room. I guess the discussion will be whether he had got himself up far enough for Levains to have seen him. And that'll be something that I'm sure those two will talk about following this race. But at the moment, Sean Shibutari is your race leader with no pressure on him. He's got a 5.29 second lead over Anthony Lofts. Levains now back in third, and then it's further back to Chancellor and Leslie, who are close enough on the racetrack that we could see a battle there before the end of the run. We're over half race distance now. Six laps completed in this 10-lap heat number three. Now, this format we're seeing view on the weekend is the format of the Southern Star Series, which will be here in Canberra in mid-July. The Southern Star Series, of course, heading around country New South Wales and the ACT. It started in Dubbo on the 14th and 15th of March. They head to Griffith next weekend. And then it's Canberra on the 11th and 12th of July. Wagga on the 29th and 30th of August. And then it'll be Grenfell to close out the championship for 2015 on the 3rd and 4th of October. So it's an interesting point score system where each round you score more points at each round as the championship goes on. So that means a win in the first round is only worth about a third of the points as a win in the third round. So a good way to encourage people who have a disappointing start to the year to continue on trying, because they can make more points later in the series. But for the moment, it is a solid win, a solid lead, I should say, as Sean Shibuteri comes under the white flag. Shibuteri in the 33. Loss is in the 13. Levain's in the 8. Oh, and around goes Leslie at the top of the circuit now. So Leslie, who'd been closing in on Taylor Chancellor. Chancellor now has some breathing space. As Sean Shibuteri comes off the top turns, down the pit straight for the final time. And Sean Shibuteri will take his third win in a row. Shibuteri with the victory. Second place will go to Anthony Loss. And third place to Theodore Levains. Taylor Chancellor and Kristen Leslie will round out fourth and fifth positions. Getting set for a start. So two carts left in the pit lane. Lachlan Chancellor and Macaulay Allen. So not sure what the problem is with those two, but Richard Druger is on the pole. Jacob Fripp in the 75. James Hutchinson in 69 is John Wells. Paul McCabe's in the 82. Greg Williams in the 15. Danny Jarks in the 43. Ether is in the 37. Martin and Willoughby round out the field. And Fripp gets the lead. As Hutchinson up into third position, getting past John Wells now. So Fripp leads from Druger. Then it's Hutchinson. Behind him, Wells. Williams leading the way. He had a DNF in the previous heat. So Williams wants to make some points back. McCabe is there as well. He's had his troubles up and down. Okay, so 15 is about to get 15 of Greg Williams is being pinged for jumping the start. He'll go back and see the officials before following this race during the lunch break, of course, which is, comes up after the conclusion of this heat. Fripp, Druger, then it's Hutchinson, Wells. So Hutchinson closing up on the 35 now. Druger under some pressure from Hutchinson. As Williams, McCabe. Then it is Ether, Willoughby, Martin and Jarks, the running order in the heavies battle. So Jacob Fripp in the 75 leading the way. Behind him, Richard Druger sits in second, and Hutchinson not putting the pressure on as much as you expect. Fripp making a mistake going into turn one, so that's Constantina to everyone back together. The 75, your race leader. There's Jacob Fripp in the Alfredo Graphics and Designs cart leads the way. Fripp from Druger and Hutchinson. They're just not close enough to battle for a position, but Fripp really leaning on that right-hand front tyre on that cart. So as Fripp continues to push it hard into turn number one, it's Fripp, Druger, Hutchinson, Wells. That's your lights battle. Wells really falling off the pace. And, oh, Wells almost round again as he takes a lot of ripple strip through the pit turn. 75 of Fripp runs a best lap of 33.1. Druger is a 33.05. Hutchinson, his fastest lap is the fastest of the race, 33.015. But at the moment, Hutchinson can't do anything about the cars in front. They have got the track position. Now Williams, under some pressure from Paul McCabe in the battle of the heavies. The leader working his way into the pit turn. And it is Fripp in the kart shed, Esprit, Druger in the Monaco kart, Hutchinson also in the Monaco kart, then Wells in an Esprit, Williams, yeah, another of the Esprit, the first of the heavies, then it's McCabe, Ether, Willoughby, and Martin. Then it's back to Danny Jarks, who rounds out the field. So again, an interesting battle at the front of this tag 125 lights, heat number 3. Jacob Fripp is your race leader, but it looks like Druger is starting to think about a challenge here. Hutchinson falling off the pace late in the race. So Hutchinson seems to have just lost the handling on the cart as they work their way down into the pit turn once again. Druger now putting the pressure on Fripp as they head down the front straight. Doesn't try and move into turn number one, although he's closed up. Nose cone almost under the back number plate of the 75 of Jacob Fripp. Fripp leading the way. Druger in second now looks to the inside, heading up the back straight. Not close enough to make a lunge. Laps counting down, just two laps remaining as Fripp sideways into the pit turn. Cross the dogleg, he has two cart lengths at the start-finish line. It closes down to one into the braking zone of turn one. Now Hutchinson, can he close up on this? He looks like he's losing ground every lap. In fact, it looks like he's lost some problem in that acceleration, in that early band of his engine performance, looks like is where he's struggling. So the white flag at the ready. White flag at the ready as Jacob Fripp leading the way in the 75 kart. Druger in the 35. Will he try to make a move here on this final lap? Through the right-hander, and Fripp gets away from Druger at the start of this final lap. Druger closes in as they head to the top of the circuit. It's Fripp, Druger, your two at the front, battling it out for the win here as they head into the pit turn for the final time. Fripp looks like he's done enough, and Fripp will take the victory. Druger home in second. Hutchinson in third, then it's back to John Wells in fourth. So then it's back to Greg Williams, who takes the victory here, but he will have to have a chat to the officials after the race. Further back then to Paul McCabe, Tane Ether, Troy Willoughby, Brennan Martin and Danny Jarks rounds out this tag 125 class. A lunch break now for 30 minutes and then the conclusion. Heats 4 and 5 of this fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.